News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage.
In association with AIR.
The trial, of course, continuing of the 52-year-old Riyad Bouchaker of no fixed abode at the Central Criminal Court related to the alleged incident at Parnell Square on the 23rd of November 2023, in which a number of small children were stabbed as well as some adults. Joining me now with the latest is News Talk reporter Emily Keegan. Emily, the court heard evidence from a number of witnesses yesterday. Prime amongst them, I suppose, some of the childcare workers.
Yeah, so as you say there, 52-year-old Riyad Bouchaker of no fixed abode has pleaded not guilty to 8 charges in connection with this alleged incident. And one of those charges is assault causing serious harm to a childcare worker. Now, that childcare worker, Leanne Flynn, was the first witness to give evidence yesterday. And she told the court that her usual day working at a nearby creche began at 1 o'clock in the afternoon. And she'd collect the children from school at 1:30 and then walk them back to the creche for an after-school care. She said on the 23rd of November 2023, she arrived at the school to see a second staff member already waiting for her there. And the two of them were going to lead the children back. And as she was putting on their coats and counting the children, a man dressed in dark clothing nearby grabbed her attention and he seemed to be looking for something in his bag. She said as she was zipping up one of the children's coats, he started walking towards them in a crouched motion. And as he got closer, he took out a knife. And a warning for listeners at this point that some of the evidence going forward will get a bit graphic, so it might be a bit upsetting. As he got closer and took out the knife, she said he began ferociously jabbing multiple times at the children. And she said at this point, she let out a shout and asked him what he was doing and told him to get away from the children, then went at him herself and grabbed him from behind. She said she grabbed him at the back of his jacket and turned him around, and she could see him clearly and said he looked confused, almost as though he wasn't expecting an adult or someone bigger to approach him. She said she swung at him and they were in a tussle almost, during which he stabbed her in her back left side. And she said she didn't realise she was stabbed when it happened, but she felt something wet. And the man then went back to the children swinging his knife. And she said some of the children had moved, but others were frozen there in panic. Now, she let out a scream at this point for help and was grabbing the children and telling them to run. And she herself moved up the street, but said she stopped on the steps of a nearby hotel because she was getting lightheaded and finding it hard to breathe, so needed to sit down. And she said at this point, she realised she was stabbed and she rang the other manager of the creche and her partner to tell them what happened. Now, after this, she said she remained in hospital for a month after suffering multiple injuries. Both of her lungs collapsed, and that's why she was finding it hard to breathe. Her diaphragm had been severed. Her spleen was removed and part of her stomach was injured as well. And she said she was put in an induced coma, had 2 emergency surgeries and still hasn't returned to work.
The court also heard evidence from Cheo Benicio, the Brazilian man who intervened.
Yeah, and a lot of people will recognise this name. He's the Brazilian Deliveroo driver. He was working on the 23rd of November and had just completed his first delivery of the day and was heading back to the junction of Parnell Street and O'Connell Street, where he usually waited for his next order to come in. But on his way there, he said he heard a lot of noise at Parnell Square and people screaming and running. And he saw a fight with a big man, a woman and a little kid. And he told the court he saw the man pull the little girl from the woman with his left hand and starting to stab her in the chest with a knife in his right hand. So he said he stopped his motorbike, took off his helmet and hit the man on the head with it. Now the man fell to the floor and the witness gave him 2 or 3 punches, then noticed the man couldn't defend himself and had blood on his mouth, so he stopped and stepped back. He said other people started to hit and kick him and 2 women stood between them to stop. Now during his cross-examination, he was questioned about his statement to Gardaí in which he said there were 2 young girls involved and the one had gotten away. And he told the court he maybe wasn't clear at the time, but he's absolutely sure the accused pulled the girl from the woman and stabbed her. And when asked where he believes the girl was stabbed, he said maybe to the neck or chest, but that she was wearing a coat at the time, so he's not sure.
And of course, the trial continues today. What's likely to be the testimony provided today?
Yeah, so we're expected to hear from a number of other witnesses. One witness yesterday, Erica Hernan, was a woman who was passing by the area in a car with her husband. They stopped the car and the husband was one of the people to ring emergency services, and it's expected we'll hear details from him today with more on that.
Emily, thank you very much. Emily Keegan there reporting for us from the Central Criminal Court. 53106 if you want to get in touch, or 087 1400 106. And by the way, if you want to get more detail on the proceedings at the Central Criminal Court. Be sure to listen to Frank Graney's podcast, All Rise, the Riyad Bouchikar Trial. That's released every evening on the Go Loud app or wherever you get your podcasts. And it gives a detailed analysis from our lead courts correspondent, Frank Graney.
News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage. In association with AIR. Weekday mornings at 7. News Talk. Conversation that counts.